How do you hear the voice of God in your life? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. The voice of God is an important and ever-present theme in Scripture from Genesis right through. Take John 1, for example. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In our Old Testament reading this morning, we hear God speak to and through Moses. The prophet, par excellence, faithfully, becomes the mouthpiece of God to an entire nation. God speaks then of raising up other prophets, even the ultimate prophet, who will have God's words in his mouth. The world needs to hear the voice of God, the voice of the sovereign, the one who commanded the universe into existence, the one who knows each one of us by name, knows how many hairs are on our heads, the voice that gives direction, that speaks challenge, that offers comfort, that speaks mercy and hope. And so important is the need for the voice of God to be heard accurately in the world that those who abuse such a position or fake their importance would face certain death, according to Deuteronomy. God takes seriously his voice in the world, but also the misuse of his voice and his words. And in Mark 1, people are wondering if the man before them is a new kind of Moses, because he teaches with what they call authority. Apparently that's refreshing compared to the teachers of the law that they were used to. Please hold your judgment on whether my teaching holds authority or not, since you're used to me so much. But God's voice, it seems, is more than knowledge, more than interpretation, but it carries an authority to stir, to amaze. It has the potential to go viral and to draw others to hear that voice for themselves. God's voice is important. How do you hear the voice of God in your life? God's voice also often calls out for peace. We think of Psalm 46 and he says, "Be still and know that I am God." Or the voice which commands even the storm, when he got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down and was calm. Or how about that favourite phrase that the Son of God uses, "Peace be with you." God's voice declares peace over our lives. And now in Mark 1, enemy spirits are silenced by that voice with the words, "Be quiet." And they go with a last act of violence, but they leave that possessed man free by his command, bringing peace, restoring his life. I've refrained from using his name so far because, of course, here in Mark 1, we hear the true mouthpiece of God, who only speaks of what he has seen in the presence of his Father, the ultimate prophet par excellence, who from the beginning has been the Word, who goes beyond Moses, as Hebrews put it. Because in the past God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus Christ. So how do you hear the voice of God in your life? For the voice of God is important. It's not to be misused if the voice of God is there to stir you and to bring you peace. How do you hear it? If you were honest with yourself, who stands in the pulpit of your heart? Who takes center stage? Which voice resonates in the echo chamber of your mind? Is it someone close to you? A spouse, friend, family member? Is it the news? Is it a past trauma that you can't get over? Social media? Or perhaps another spiritual influence that we've seen in Mark 1? Or is it Jesus? There will always be other influences in our lives, some good and some not so much. And I'm certainly not saying that we shut ourselves off from the world. But I do wonder how we could practice hearing the voice of God more in our lives, me included. Perhaps through practices of habits like regular prayer or Bible study time. Perhaps through being intentional with the community that we keep midweek, or in getting help to process why other voices dominate. I want to suggest that when we dial into the voice of God, when we make listening part of our day-to-day lives, we will know more readily the authority of that voice, the authority it has to quiet the anxieties of our soul, to stir amazement at the impact of his words, or perhaps even be more equipped to be the mouthpieces for God ourselves, helping to spread the news of his goodness throughout the whole region. The voice of God speaks. He always has, and he always will. And the greatest invitation of our lives is to tune into that voice and hear him for ourselves. Amen.